Hi, this is a dictation ongoing for Victor Jordan, Jr., date of birth 3/4/1984, date of accident 6/8/2025, date of service is 7/3/2025. I had already finished dictating the automobile accidents, the presenting illness, and I was in the middle of physical examination. That I got interrupted at the end, and the I think I was at sacral iliac joint examination, which will continue. The bilateral SI joints are tender. Gonsolin test is found to be positive bilaterally. Favor test is positive bilaterally, and destruction test is negative. Iliac compression test negative, and standing flexion test was negative. Beside the extremities, in the area of right shoulder and right knee, rest of the extremities are completely normal. On the left side, there is a completely normal appearing upper and lower extremity. And in the right extremities, right shoulder examination is described. On inspection, the shoulder appears to be completely normal. On palpation, there are no tender point or any dislocations. Range of motions are 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion on active motion. Muscle strength is slightly poor, 2/4/5. The patient complains of numbness and tingling of third and fourth finger. However, the carpal testing was negative for fell intestine training sign. Other than that, slight pain is reported in the posterior part of elbow, on the right elbow, but no fracture, dislocation, or any of the tender points are noticed. Medial epicondyles are normal. And distally, the grip is normal, circulation is intact, peripheral pulses are normal. No other deficits are noticed or finding. In the right knee, the patient has no scar, erythema, or effusion on inspection of the right knee. On palpation, there are peripetal or tenderness, but no swelling, asymmetry. Flexion from full extension is 135 degrees. No crepitus. Grinding noise or popping noise is heard. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power 4/5. Valgus varus abnormality not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is not present. The patellar apprehension was positive. Macmur and Steinman is negative. For the diagnosis, please review the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the tablet. Treatment plan is described as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy 3 times a week to the affected area, which are neck, lower back, right shoulder, right knee, with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, thermomodalities. Patient is considered disabled for work, hospital placement, and transportation. Medications are provided as follows. Mobix 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril is provided 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Elavil 50 mg at night at sleeping. GAD disorder, pain relief. Lyrica provided for further pain relief, nerve pains 50 mg twice a day. Lunesta 1 mg is provided for sleep, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Urine drug screen was ordered and obtained. MAPS was reviewed. The patient is considered okay for non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club is yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. Patient walked in with the imaging records from Northland Radiology, and they are dated June 19, 2025. The patient is provided with a cervical spine MRI, shows herniated disc at C23, C34, C45, C56, C67, and C71. With moderate spinal stenosis of 8.0 and the bilateral neuropermanent narrowing, uncomfortable osteophytes, and patient was informed about these findings in great detail. At C71, the permanent stiffness is quite severe. It will require 2 to 3 injections of steroid under fluoroscopy in cervical area. The MRI for the lumbar spine is also available. It shows spinal canal stenosis at L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1 with a severe foramen stenosis. Right shoulder MRI shows supraspinal tendinopathy and intrasubstance tearing, mild to moderate degenerative changes in the AC joint. In the right knee, patient has a suspected complex tear involving posterior horn of medial meniscus and possibly meniscus fragment in the intercondylar notch. And patient has a disc herniation of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. Patient has been advised that he will require 4 to 6 injections to the lumbar epidural region to bring healing and relief without surgery. In addition, injections to the rotator cuff region in the right shoulder and intra-articular injection of the right knee. Thanks for. In addition, patient will benefit from SI joint injections that will be planned later. Thanks to a further surgical consult will be provided when time comes. No other investigation is being ordered. Surgical options are none. Referral to neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Case worker is none. Past medical records have been ordered released. From Northern Radiology, investigations, none. DME, patient has been provided with back brace and tensioner from Northern Radiology and came. Education is yes, follow visit in 7 days, and direct contact is yes. Thank you.